All right, and the example I'm going to show you, to retrieve a list of users, the way Lotus actually intended you to see this information from a web browser. All right, I've actually got the literal view name described, appended here after this. In the URL, we have the host name, we have the database name, and we have the view name, which is people. And what that actually produces for us is what Lotus actually wanted you to see, and it looks like this. So we have the listing of the users here. So I'll just pick one of these. And as you can see, since we don't actually have... Actually, I believe we do. But if we did not have... No, we don't. We do not have edit access to this, to the name and address book. So as a result, we cannot see the internet password here. But if we actually just change calling it from the people view to the dollar users view, I can't really read it, but I think that's it. No, that's not it. These screens are just horrible. I'm sorry. Okay, here is the dollar users view. Now we actually, this is a different view in Notes. And if we scroll all the way over here, we'll see that in this view, which we've actually changed in the URL itself, will produce a listing which will actually reveal all the HTTP passwords for us, even though we do not have sufficient rights to actually read it. And there they are. They just went by. Yeah. I'm having a real problem with these screens, guys. So there, you can't really read this, and I apologize again, but these are the HTTP hashes here, where we did not have enough access right underneath the viewable view. Under the hidden view, using the dollar users view, we can now actually pull all this information up and we can retrieve all the HTTP hashes and other information which was not actually intended. We see this a lot, and this is what I was talking about with creative surfing, by using the Domino URL language. When you modify this, the URL syntax of this, you can actually obtain other views which the developer did not intend you to actually be able to retrieve data from. So we're going to skip through here. This is what I was just talking about. And here you've actually just, since we don't have enough time, this is actually one of the Nessus scripts which is running from the command line. And I'm actually retrieving all the information from the name and address book, from the catalog database, regarding other databases and what their access control lists are. And again, that will all be available on notesecurity.com. So to skip ahead to the conclusions here real quick, there's all sorts of multiple vulnerabilities. I'm sorry, we've only got 6 minutes left. That's why I'm having to hurry through here. Go ahead. Just move through about every 15 seconds. In terms of workstation security, you can get malicious code to execute. I think we did get that working where everyone should have been able to see it. With stored forms, we can reset ECLs, bypass ECLs with OLE and API calls. On the Domino server security, using the URL constructs, you can actually view unintended content. You can actually even modify that. You can upload content. You can modify the names and address book using some of those custom or creative web surfing constructs. The server ID can be stolen. And once you've got that, you can get into usually other areas of a Notes network. Again, the server ID is just the same as the user ID file, so make sure you've got passwords on those. enforce... one other thing. Coaxial karma has actually got a couple of utilities. A lot of people seem to be very unaware of this. The ACLs in the notes database are actually just text fields. If you're not familiar with that, I would ask you to actually check out either, again, my website or landofsilence.com. The utilities he have is called ACL Modify and ACL Enforce. And using those, you can actually turn on and off consistent enforcement of ACLs, or you can actually even modify anything you want in the ACL. And they're just little command line shell utilities for modifying databases. This is really important because if you get physical access or direct access to the file system of a Domino server, there's basically no security left. Yes. ID can be obtained from the web server, the name and address book, with malicious code and email from workstation and local drive. We gave you demonstrations on that. And unfortunately, I'm sorry, we didn't get Open Sesame to work there for you. I'll be glad to show you after this. Just come on up and we'll get that running. Again, most of these vulnerabilities can be dealt with using various workarounds. All this will be documented on my website. Go ahead. Don't store the user IDs in the NAB. This is really keen, really important. Don't do that. Store user ID file on your removable media or on an encrypted PGP disk. Don't store server ID files in the data directory. This is, I can typically... Almost everyone does this, and they name the server ID with the file name server ID. This makes it very easy for retrieving those. Keep it out of the data directory. Put it somewhere else, much more obscure. So it makes it more difficult for people to retrieve that. Choose different passwords. As this gentleman pointed out, choose different passwords for the ID file and the HTTP accounts. Use the strong password hash from Lotus. You'll have to manually upgrade that. Before you do it, I would ask that you check with any third party or an internally developed applications to make sure it's going to work if you're using web-based applications, because you may run into the problem that using the stronger hash may break those applications. Always exit Lotus Notes whenever you leave your disk. Don't use the F5 functionality. Using Sesame, you can get around that. Enforce ACLs on all databases, but at the same time, make sure your operating system is completely secure. Do not run it on a file server. Do not run it on a print server. Make sure it is completely tightened down. Now, let's go ahead. We got to hurry. Yeah, here again, here's the URL. So you'll be able to go to fallingdominoes.com. And that will take you to notesecurity.com. Falling Dominoes is the name of this presentation. But Notes Security, all this information and in greater detail will be available on this website. Keep checking on BugTrack. I've got Security Zone, Lotus's Security Zone up here, but don't rely on that as your chief security zone or security website for Lotus Notes vulnerabilities. They've not done a very good job on that, unfortunately. Hire security consultants to come in and review it. Experienced Domino security consultants to review your infrastructure. If you're not doing that, you're taking risks you shouldn't be taking. And again, here's the URLs for landofsilence.com, Counterpane, Falling Dominoes, and notesecurity.com, where you'll be able to find more information later this week. And that's it. Are there any other questions? Yeah. Yes. If the target is an NT server, yes, it will. Yes. Yeah. How many have I actually done? Been hired to do? We did some statistics, and probably 80% of the Domino servers that are out there, which are running as web servers, are completely open. I've been contracted. by no more than 10 in the last year, which is really sad. Anyone else? Okay, you guys are free to go.